It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live on tape from Production Room 6, it's the John, Jay, and Rich BTS Podcast with Joey and Grant.
Welcome to the John, Jay, and Rich Behind the Scenes Podcast, the JJR BTS with Joey and Grant. I am Joey Bradfish, Grant Inman across the desk for me.
What up, people? You can follow Joey on social media at Joey Bradfish. You can follow me at Pomo and Kitsch. You can also listen to Joey's podcast, The People of the Pandemic.
Don't listen to that.
You can listen to my podcast, My Funeral Home Stories, or How to Become a Terrible Person. You know, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, we've got like, between us, we've got like 38 podcasts.
We have a cottage industry of podcasts among us.
None of them make money, which is amazing.
this is true.
To start things off, we should thank people.
Larry King.
But I was going to thank the people that have been listening to this podcast because we have gotten some insane numbers from the past few that we've done when we've come back.
I do not understand what is happening.
Over 100,000 streams each episode.
Weekly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Still, not getting paid for any of this.
Hey, you know what? Totally fine. It is.
Yeah, but no, it's... I don't know why but you know people are coming out.
Apparently, people like us.
Yeah,
or
it's cool to hear sometimes.
Or enough people don't like us that they just want to listen and hear what we're saying.
Yeah,
maybe. But you know what's funny is 2 days ago I actually got a message from someone on Instagram that said, "Hey, I saw you walking down the street with your girlfriend, and it looked like you were just." Like talking your ear off. And I was like, well, I probably was.
Well, that is what you do.
But the cool thing about that is, you know, he was like, straight up, he said, I've listened to everything that you put out from How to Become a Terrible Person, My Funeral Home Stories, and JJR BTS down since day one. Have a good night. Keep it going. And his name is Joel Rodriguez. And yeah, he's like a P1 JJR BTS listener.
P1.
Yeah.
Tell people what a P1 is.
I don't really know what it means. It's a phrase. It means it's like your number one listener. What does the P stand for,
so
Joey?
So the P1, obviously an older term. So the P1 would be if you are a show here in Phoenix, 104.7 Kiss FM. Woo! Now, if your preset in your car, your first preset is Kiss FM.
That's a P1.
That's a P1 listener. So then it that's where it derived from, and then it morphed into morning shows saying like the big listeners. Are
that's
the
really interesting.
Yeah.
So are the $1 million question, Joey? Are you a P1 Kiss FM listener? Do you have it set program one?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know what's funny is I bought my car from a dealership that runs ads on the John, Jay, and Rich show all day, sponsors the studio, and when I get in the car. It was the country station was the first program spot. So when I turned on the car at the dealership.
That checks out.
Yeah, I was like, this is, yeah. I don't care for this much. That's what I said, but I'll take it. I will pay full price and I will leave here very
and
satisfied.
And you did,
yeah.
Didn't you?
I sure did, yeah. So, Joey, did you do anything? You're having a wall ripped out of your house right now.
Yeah, yeah.
How did Larry King's death affect the wall coming out of your house?
I wasn't laughing at Larry King's death. I was laughing at the joke. So.
Episode 62 of the JJR BTS.
Yes.
Scroll back a little bit in this feed, and you can hear the entire awkward, awesome interview that we did with Larry and Shauna.
So Larry and Shauna King. Shauna was his 8th ex-wife. I think they recently, within the past maybe year and a half, got divorced. Obviously, Larry King passed away over the weekend, broadcasting legend. And, Grant and I talked to him because John, Jay, and Rich – didn't want to talk to him. He was promoting bed sheets, which, again, that I understand why you wouldn't want to talk to him. But it's Larry King.
Well, and chances are people listening to this episode are already familiar with that episode because, it was a JJR BTS episode that's been up forever.
Yeah, and I listened to snippets of it, but you listened to the whole thing and
said
it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
We should post it right after this episode. Or should we do a, like, maybe a separate?
Do you think like an interview, like post just separately the interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
In tribute of Larry.
Yeah.
And Shauna. No, I think Shauna's still alive.
Why? Well, okay, here's my question. Oh, aside from Larry King dying, so clearly it's sad, but he's an older guy. He had a great career, great life.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
can't complain about
it. Died of COVID, which is...
That would suck to be that close to making it out of just natural causes, and then it's like, oh, COVID.
Yeah.
But married 8 times. Why?
Yeah.
Why after... This is my question.
Totally.
Why after 2?
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd think, okay, I got divorced the first time. Learned a lesson, marry someone different.
Yeah.
Then when the second divorce doesn't work out, you're like, well, maybe it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Totally. But I think if you're a guy like Larry King, you're going to have... I don't think you can go day to day with not having a huge ego being a Larry King.
Sure. Even if you don't play it like you have a huge ego.
Which people said he was very humble.
He was so nice to us. He had no reason to be nice to us.
100%.
And we even lied to him, and he had no reason to be nice to us.
Yeah.
And he still was like the coolest.
Yeah, super cool. Yeah. We should play the end of this interview where he realized, well, no, he realized earlier that it wasn't John Jay.
That is the best part of the interview is when he's like, which one of you is John Jay, which one of you is Rich?
And, oh, that's
and
right.
You
that's
hear,
how it happened.
You hear my voice go, like I get, I'm the one that was... For some reason, I chose to explain the situation. Then you jumped in. Oh, it was weird.
You sung like a canary, man.
Well, yeah, because I was excited to talk. Larry King was like,
I know. It didn't matter. We were doing it for a reason, and we were told by that person not to say we weren't John Jay.
Because that's why if you listen to JJR BTS for a period of time, there was a span where we were doing all these quote-unquote celebrity interviews.
We did Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong, great. That made sense.
Tommy Chong, who else? Jamie Kennedy. He sucked.
Jamie Kennedy was the worst.
Yeah.
He granted, we didn't really want to talk to him. He didn't really want to talk to us. So it was kind of a...
Yeah.
He was in bed. And he was just like, ugh.
Larry King was in bed?
Yeah, but Larry King...
I don't think he was in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might have been.
He's showbiz bed. It's got a desk, a desktop. It's just ready to go.
I mean, he was promoting bed sheets, so it would make sense.
So, yeah, so we covered the marriage thing. So where are you now? You told me it would be 2 weeks on the demolition and rebuilding of your...
Let's play Larry first, though.
Oh, fuck, I forgot we didn't play it.
So as we bid you adieu, we wish you, around the corner and up your block.
That's right.
We bid you a fond farewell for this Friday. But you're not going to play it on Friday.
So for this very day.
For the day we're taping it.
Yeah, whatever day this would be.
And I would strongly recommend that Grant and Joe replace John Jay and Rich.
Oh, no.
That's
John Jay and Rich made a major mistake in broadcasting. You want a tip?
That's an
Never
exclusive.
Never go on vacation.
Woo!
Never go on vacation. Never let another voice appear in this time period. Good luck to both of you, Grant and Joe. And
all right. Thank you so much, Larry
Thanks
and Sean.
Lot,
SleepLikeAKing.com.
I'm
snuggling into my Sleep Like a King sheets right now.
Good
all
night,
right.
Sean.
Good night, your world.
Good night, Grant. Good night, Joe.
Good night, Larry.
Good night, Larry.
Good night, Sean.
Bye.
We were literally probably so his most fun interview that day, for sure.
I would hope
so. No one gave, because he was, towards the end, they were just having fun with us, which was cool.
Back to the
wall. Where are you at?
They're painting today, and we should be done before the end of this work week.
So do you have like tarps everywhere in your house?
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Oh, that sucks.
And everything is moved into one room, so that's like where we're living. But
what's the one thing that you have wanted to do for the last 2 weeks that you couldn't have done, whether there were people there or whether it was just completely in disarray? Is there something you've been missing?
I don't think there are things we cannot do, but it's certainly a lot more cramped. I think it's annoying because we're blowing out a wall in our living room to make more space, open it up, and it just sucks to know that all of the space you have over here, you can't use any of it, and you're stuck in this smaller space. So
until it's all blowed out, bro.
It all
blowed it out.
But yeah, we just moving things are stacked everywhere. It's ugh.
Yeah, I think the hardest part about that would be just waking up and seeing your shit just everywhere.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, that's right, we're doing this.
Yeah, I mean,
because you probably go to bed and forget about it, and then you wake up, you're like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, and, you know, running into things because they're on top of each other, and, you know, there's, like in our hallway, which is pretty cramped already, there's just, like, a chair there because that's the only place we could put it, and so you, like, have to, like, walk around. It's, but it'll be fine.
Can we talk about the thing that happened?
What thing?
Are we allowed to talk about that?
What thing?
The thing with, you know, D-Bone? Can we talk about that? Are we allowed?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Delaney?
Yeah. We can
absolutely
talk about. Okay, cool.
Yeah. What do you want to say?
She didn't show up for work today. No, I'm just kidding.
No, well, yes. So Delaney is not with the show anymore. We're all very sad.
Yeah.
But she found an opportunity in Dallas, and she's going to pursue it. And, you know, we wish her the best. I was just talking with Delaney today. She's actually going to come on this podcast.
It's amazing.
Later this week, and we're gonna hash it out.
We've got an exclusive.
Yeah,
with Delaney.
We do.
This is like an actual interview that I'm excited for.
Yeah,
because I feel like people will actually listen to it.
I mean, technically, I might get in trouble because I scooped the show here because I think she was supposed to go on the show, but I'm like, Delaney, come on with Gray and I. It'll be more comfortable, long form.
Yeah, hit podcast. Yeah, that's all you gotta say.
Yeah, huge podcast.
Hit podcast. We had Kalen and Miles on. You aren't going to know what to do with all the clout you're going to get from this podcast. Yeah, I texted with her a little bit over the weekend, and, you know, it's sad. It's like, because it's like when your buddy goes to college or when your friend moves away and goes to a different school.
Yeah.
It's like you are like, man, I'm not going to see this person every day anymore.
Well, what I will say, so just a little BTS. So Delaney and I shared a room together, and so, you know, you work with this person closely every day.
Right.
Now Delaney's just gone, and I'm all alone. Well, look who comes into my room today. Dude. Mr. Grant Inman.
That's right.
Stepping up, which you did a phenomenal job today, and I appreciate all the help.
You know, a lot of people before I started working here called me Mr. Radio. it was a very stressful morning. Just to be sure that everything, because it's like we want to have fun and we want to convey fun through the speakers, right? People that are listening.
Sure.
And a lot of times what people don't realize, in order to have fun, you have to, there's a lot of prep and a lot of work,
mm-hmm.
a lot of weird stuff that you don't think about. And so, yeah, it's interesting. It's nice to also be able to talk to the listeners like one-to-one. You call in, you talk to me Joey.
You really talk to him.
Yeah, you got to ask follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey hates that. Joey's like, come on.
PPM.
Come on, get him off the... Yeah.
Let's go here, Grant. No, the thing I was really worried about with Delaney leaving is that I had purchased a case of mini potato chips, an assortment, a variety pack, if you will.
I saw those.
Yes. You grabbed one of those today.
I did.
I was worried because I got those... Because when Delaney and I were stressed, we called them stress chips.
Yeah.
We'd grab a bag of chips.
Yep.
And now you're just taking over.
You
I
know
love
what?
It.
I figured, I was like...
I can't eat all the chips by
no,
myself.
No, man. Like, I had already had two or three pieces of nicotine gum, and I hadn't eaten, which we should talk about the nicotine gum. Because
we really should talk about
it. We brought it up. We brought it up on the previous episode.
Yeah.
So I needed something to settle my stomach a bit because of the issue I was talking to you about last time, how I'm constantly in a state of... diarrhea while at work. So I had a bag of Doritos because I was like, it'll settle my stomach a little bit. And then I was like, hey, JB, do you want a piece of nicotine gum? And you were like, yeah, man.
Why not?
Then what? I saw you in the hallway maybe 5-10 minutes later. What happened?
So I think what happened is you gave me the square of nicotine gum.
4 milligrams.
I'm chewing on it and I'm like, this isn't bad, you know, whatever. And then I'm working and I'm typing and I'm like,
yeah.
And, it got to the point where my throat was closing.
Got a little burn going too.
At least what it felt like. And I didn't have any water here. And so I'm like holding my neck and like, I walk out and I think you were.
Oh yeah. I was coming back.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. I was coming back from diarrhea. Yeah.
In the hallway, and I'm like holding my eyes, like I can't breathe. Like,
my throat is closing.
Yeah, my throat is closing. So you almost killed me with that nicotine gum today.
And I told you, I was like, that's my favorite part. Like, that's why I chew the gum, is to you know, almost die every time. But yeah, I was like, how great would it be? The first day Delaney's gone, I kill the executive producer of the show.
I mean, the way things are going.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
It's raining outside. We don't normally have windows.
You want to do a weather report?
Kinda. I mean, it's wet. It's a wet one.
I had hail at my house yesterday.
I saw that. Actually, you know what's funny is I saw that on your account, and I also saw that on dedicated JJR BTS listener Abigail Swift's account. She was in Sedona.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With her beautiful husband or fiance in
that
a hot
couple,
tub,
man.
and it was hailing, and Zordon needed me apparently. I'm waiting. In full disclosure, I'm waiting. There's a really cool dispensary named Jars Dispensary.
Oh, 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. And they are going to be dropping off a John Jay and Rich goodie basket for John Jay and Rich. They were like, are you guys 420 friendly? And I was like, I am.
Wow.
But yeah, Jars Cannabis, I think is the
Jars Cannabis?
Yeah, they're in Michigan, Arizona, I think in California, but they're...
What is Jar... What,
I don't know what the Jars...
Like, is it an abbreviation of something? J-A...
It might be.
J dot...
I feel like it is, but...
J.B.com.
J dot, that's like your... that's what they call Kendrick, right? K dot? You're like J dot. That's good. That's your new nickname.
Yeah.
J dot. So anyway, yeah, legalization. Marijuana is now decriminalized here to the point where it's recreationally legal. Mm-hmm. So now you can just walk in. So they were like, hey, as a treat to the show, here's some Marijahuba.
That's awesome.
So JarsCannabis.com. Yeah. Ashley, Sarah, Nick, those nice people over there. So
can we get back to superfan Abigail Swift and her beautiful husband?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but I saw they had hail.
Yeah.
And also, of course, we've been following Abigail Swift.
I don't know if her husband has an Instagram. I would follow it.
I would, too. Beautiful. Beautiful man.
Nah, no, it'd make me feel bad.
Yeah, because he's, like, jacked.
Yeah, he's, like, jacked and good-looking.
He's, like, young hot.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's aged into, like...
Like a Ken doll.
Yeah. Damn. I hope she doesn't listen anymore. There's no... No, yeah, but what I was going to say is, yeah, it's there's people I follow on Instagram, like Abigail,
mm-hmm.
who is, you're, like... Your life is awesome. Like, you always look like you're having fun. You're always at, like, some cool restaurant.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm stuck in one room in my house.
Yeah.
You know?
With your one-eyed dog. Can't even get a dog with two eyes. No, but she fosters kittens and all that stuff. And they're just, like, they're like...
Of course they're good people,
They're,
too.
Like, a power couple. But, yeah, they're one of the old JJR BTS listeners.
Getting married in December. Because they I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen, but she was saying maybe a Modern West photo booth could be at her wedding, and I already know what package I want to, you know, have them do and everything.
Just price them out. Just go way too.
No.
40 grand. Sorry, guys.
Why is this 40 grand? Just because.
So, yeah, you actually, because, okay, we talked about it because we talked about why we kind of stopped doing the podcast for a while. Because
you were a dick.
I was a total dick.
I'm kidding. I was a dick.
That's true on both accounts, I think.
Absolutely.
So you said, you know, you've got this business, and obviously with COVID, mm-hmm. you had COVID. Now your business requires get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
You had two events on Saturday.
Right.
What the hell did you do? What was that like?
Well, so it's up to the venue as to what they can do as far as gatherings, because these events, you know, wedding venues and stuff like that, it's kind of up to them. So there are still weddings going on.
Oh, yeah.
I think they are capping people, like a certain amount of heads, but if you go to these weddings, people aren't wearing masks.
Interesting.
We are. So,
and our servers and stuff like that wearing masks, but people that are coming aren't.
All of the help is wearing masks.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there's certain weddings where, you know, certain people in the crowd are wearing masks, whatever. It's just to your discretion.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, we worked a wedding and a birthday party on Saturday night, and we are still doing a COVID clause in all of our contracts, which basically means no contact. So usually we have a social station and prints.
Oh, so nobody can touch the screen.
Yeah, nobody can touch the screen. But again, it's like... something like this is very hard to police. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Because people aren't going to do it. Like, if the venue's like, well, you can have as many people as you want, and you don't have to wear a mask during this. You don't have to be social distancing. Oh, but this vendor, you can't touch.
Right.
It's like, well, it. I don't know. So we're doing the best we can.
Yeah.
We're not. We're not going to turn down business.
Oh, no.
At this point. I mean, people are doing it, so I don't know. Maybe it's irresponsible. Tell me if I'm irresponsible.
No, I don't think. I mean, you got to make money, man. That's what I would say.
So, yeah, I mean, if by law they're able to do this.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, as long as you, I think the reason you probably have to say, you just have to say that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, legally, you're cool.
Yeah.
Weird. What a weird, fun time we live in, right, Joey? So fun.
I don't know if the latter is so much true.
I met some goats this weekend.
Where at?
Just on a walk.
Near your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty big. Pretty big for me and Kate.
Well, there's a place near my house. There's a goat farm, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's...
You just come to my goat farm, and I'll go to your goat farm.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
We do a live podcast from the goat farm.
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, it makes sense. No, so there's this goat. We go on these walks down this canal in mm-hmm. the town you and I live in, and my girlfriend and I, now we make a stop. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a school that has, like, a little barnyard in the back. And the goats now, they see us,
uh-huh.
and they come to the
wow.
fence.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think goats are cool because there's, like, a level of, like, evil, satanic stuff going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
I always think, like, goats with horns look badass.
They do.
And Caitlin is just sticking her hand in the fence. I'm like, you're going to get your hand chewed off.
Yeah.
And guess who's not calling, the ambulance? Like, I'm just going to let you bleed to death because you stuck your hand in that.
That's love.
I tell her that every time.
Yeah.
I go, you're going to get bit. And she's like, and they have like human teeth. Mm-hmm. Goats are so cool.
Goats are cool.
And do you know
they make weird noises.
Do you know they keep goats in like horse stables to be friends with the horses?
That makes sense.
To keep them company and stuff?
Yeah.
So tight. I want a goat. I want to get awesome.
I want a job like
goat.
That. I'll keep a horse company. How much you paying?
You just travel around. You just sleep in a barn. Hey, what's up, horse? It's your pal, Joey.
How you doing today?
Who?
The horse. Oh, that's what I'd say to the horse. I'm not asking you. I don't care how you're.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was like, that came out of nowhere.
Hey, can we talk about something that's going on in the other room?
Who is talking in the other room?
Nick and Suzette, and it looks like they're having a deep conversation. I need to know what's happening.
Yeah. No, this is one of those situations where they can't hear us. Yeah.
Wow. Suzette's shooing me away.
I've been meaning to talk to you about Suzette. Like.
What are you talking about?
Suzette Rodriguez.
Can't hear me?
Oh.
Really?
Well, that's disappointing. He's pointing to the CD tray.
He's like, you're not on compact.
He's like, I'm not recording to CDR at the moment. No, so yeah, what else has been on your mind, Joey? Anything? I mean, it's been stressful a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a few months, I tell you what. On my mind, just getting through it, man.
Yeah, like
I hate Tom Brady. That's what I'm focusing on.
Oh yeah,
on.
This is a rough. When are we gonna put this out? Tomorrow? Today?
Today.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was just trying to think for timeliness what we talk about.
People don't care.
Aaron Rodgers died 2 days ago.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Timeliness, I don't think.
He's with Larry King now in their bed in heaven together.
We're all with Larry
so
King.
So what, Mr. R-E-L-A-S.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mr. Relax. What happened to...
He got a little too relaxed.
He got a little too relaxed yesterday. No, I am not a football guy.
No, actually, Aaron Rodgers played fairly well. Tom Brady didn't... I mean...
Is it the team?
I guess he played pretty well. He had three picks, but he had some good throws. But... There were some bad coaching decisions in that game and a bad decision by Aaron Rodgers himself that really just laid him out. I'm just so annoyed. I get it. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. I'm just tired of seeing it.
Here's my question. here's a sports question from a non-sports person.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have Tom Brady lose in the AFC Championship,
mm-hmm.
or Aaron Rodgers? Did I say Aaron Rodgers? I meant to say Aaron Rodgers. Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers lose in the AFC Championship or lose in the Super Bowl? What would be better for you as a Packers Aaron Rodgers fan?
Losing the Super Bowl.
Okay, you'd rather 100%. Get there, lose
because
it.
When people are talking about legacies, it's Aaron Rodgers has been to two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Instead of he's lost five NFC championships.
Right.
So he's almost gotten there like, you know, five times, and it choked. Like I did on the Nicorette this morning. He choked.
You and Aaron Rodgers.
But the guy, he's going to be MVP, and now it may be his last game in a Packers uniform.
I think, how many years has he been there? Seven, eight years, I feel like.
Oh, God, it's been longer than 11, 12.
Get there before you leave, text me. Okay. Sorry.
But they may move on from him.
Was he Aaron Rodgers was a Southern California guy, right?
Northern California.
Oh, okay.
He went to Cal.
Oh, okay.
He's from Chico, California.
Chico.
Yeah.
Chico Redding. What's up, Chico Redding?
That's right.
What do they have there?
I have no idea.
Why they? Oh, I don't want to say. So, what do you think happened? What do you think that conversation is?
I just rolled my eyes at Suzette.
It's the best. So, like, we have this is BTS stuff right here that people want to know. So right now, there's a piece of glass. You're sitting where Rich normally sits. I'm sitting where John Jay normally sits. Nick is in behind Joey. In a glass mm-hmm. canister.
Yeah.
In like a room.
Yeah.
And there is a very quiet, brooding, intense conversation happening between Suzette and Nick right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. What do you think it's about?
I don't know. Nick has his feet up on the table.
It's a power move.
And yeah,
big time
power move. Suzette is kind of leaning on the couch like super cool, like no big deal.
What if Suzette's firing Nick?
I hope so.
They're just like, you send Suzette in.
I truly hope so.
They'll never expect it.
Yeah, I remember saying, hey, John Jay and Rich, you gotta hire this Nick guy.
Mm-hmm.
Worst decision I've ever made.
Wow, man, he's been on the show, what's this, his sixth year?
Really?
Five years?
Maybe.
Because you, it's 10, 11?
Almost 11.
Because I'm at 8, I think. That's weird. Isn't that weird that we've spent 8 years together? Like, we collectively have spent more time together than any of our friends probably in high school and college.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that something happened the other day, and we were all in the room talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to leave, and I walked out, and I got about halfway down the hallway, and I told myself, I was like, these are the days that we're going to remember, the days when things are, you know, it's like in high school when something goes sideways and everybody's sitting in the classroom all laughing and joking about, oh my God, what is happening?
Yeah.
That's kind of like, that's how I felt the other day. I felt such a strong camaraderie with everybody on the show
mm-hmm.
the last couple of weeks. It's been, and then today it felt like even more so. It's like we're all driving the same train. It's nice.
Yeah. excuse me. Sorry.
Choked
yeah, I've definitely felt that way too in the past few months.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think especially this job, this show, how can you not reminisce on the years that we've had together?
Totally.
Whatever the case.
Right.
There's still a lot of things that have happened here that you're just not going
to
forget.
Well, and think about it this way. I still bring up to you, I used to listen to a show called Bob and Tom in the Midwest. It was the big.
You do bring up Bob and Tom a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard.
I love Bob and Tom.
But it's also, we don't do radio like Bob and Tom did radio, or I don't even know if it's still on, but it's funny because I have thoughts where I remember listening to Saturday mornings, and they'd have this guy on Gunner who was part mm-hmm. of their show, but just he hosted the Saturday thing. And I'm thinking, like, that'd be a really cool job to have. Mm-hmm. And now, essentially, I am Gunner. You are Gunner. You know what I mean? We're all that character.
Yeah.
So we all grew up to kind of be the people that we listen to.
Yeah. It is
and
weird
to think that people are listening to like our podcast or something, and then in 20 years or 18 years, they're going to have whatever the new version of podcast is. They're going to be
that'll
like,
be weird.
Do you remember Joey and Grant? They did the podcast where Joey or Grant cried and Joey talked about having a tick on his penis. That inspired me to get into radio. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I mean, just think about that. Forget the show and just think about the things that we've done on this podcast.
Like, Jesus.
Just those two things that you just
said. My God. Like, we would do... What was the, we would remember the CD packages we would do? We'd go to and get like random. There was
from
a,
Zia Records.
Zia Records. You'd get like 10 CDs and it was 10 random CDs and we'd pick the three best.
Yeah.
And we'd compete to see who had the better draft choices.
Yeah. What was the Guilty Pleasures?
Yeah. Guilty Pleasures or Radio. What was it? Radio. Something Meatloaf. Media Meatloaf is
Media
what we call it.
Media Meatloaf. Yeah. Now, I mean,
comfort food.
We can't. I mean, we're not supposed to do that, but we did it. Nothing happened.
So here's the thing, Joey, that I've found about podcasting.
All right, talk to me, Dad.
As owner of two RSS feeds.
The godfather of podcasting. Yeah.
No. I think those rules are more hard and fast corporate rules.
Yeah.
Because since I have transitioned to the, I've been using different music, different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't gotten any messages. No one's like, hey, we're really bummed that you're using this 1980s funk track.
I think it's one of it's like running a red light. No, you're not supposed to do it, but if the cop's not there, nobody's gonna say anything. Now, I think it can be abused. I think that's what they're looking for people just not to abuse it.
Like just playing their own mixes.
It's not like a Michael Buffer, Let's Get Ready to Rumble, where he has lawyers just like listening and watching things. So. They can sue for copyright infringement. I think it's just...
Litigiously, yeah. Michael Buffer is the Scientology of ring announcers. You bring up his name, we're probably going to get sued for just talking about him.
He probably is a Scientologist.
So what... Okay.
Oh, no, defamation.
Yeah,
suit.
There here we go. Here we go.
You know what? I hope it happens.
It's over.
Bring it on.
I think you can pretty much do whatever... Because I hear a lot of really big podcasts. Do you listen to any like comedy podcasts still? I don't.
I actually listened to Marc Maron this morning.
Who did he have on?
So he played an interview from 2013 with Larry King.
Oh.
Which was good. It was interesting because Larry King was pissed at him because he was 15 minutes late. And like, Mark had it on as he was walking in the door and he's like, you're late.
I remember that interview. Yeah. I remember listening to that one. Have you ever heard, have you ever heard the Marc Maron Gallagher interview?
No, I think you told me.
It's like 4 minutes long, and he walks in, and they like immediately start like yelling at each other, and Marc Maron's like, what, man? And then you just hear the door close, and he's like, well, that was Gallagher. I don't think that episode is available anymore. I think like...
I'm sure you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, if you can go look up the Marc Maron Gallagher clip, it's so funny. Joey, do you have big plans this weekend?
This weekend?
You gonna rage? I forget it. It's Monday.
We have another event. We have another wedding on Saturday, but I think the new girl that we have, new person on board will be working that. But other than that, there's no football this weekend. Pretty wide open.
What do you eat? What are you eating this weekend? What do you plan it? Do you plan meals for the weekend?
I don't.
You don't?
No, I like the spontaneity of my meals on the weekend. Cause what'll happen is like on a Friday morning, I'll text Chanel and be like, hey, we're going here tonight.
Oh, cool.
And then like at the end of the day, I'm like, nah, I don't want to go there anymore. I want to go to this place. So, you know, just see what happens.
Kate, my beautiful girlfriend, she on Saturday, you know, it's always a thing. You dated Chanel obviously for a while. And it's always like, what sounds good? And it's always like, literally as me, this is a real answer. This is not hyperbole. Whatever anyone suggests at any time sounds fine. Unless it's like, let's go eat curry. I'll be like, oh, okay, pass.
Dude, it is a problem in our house.
Yeah, I'm not indecisive. I am just open-minded when it comes to food. Like, I'll happily eat anywhere.
I have a new place for you that I think's right up your alley.
What is it?
So, I used to go there all the time when Chanel and I were first dating, because there's a location in like Ahwatukee area, so it'd be Elliott and Priest, and there's a location in Mesa off the 60. It's called Crackers & Co. Cafe.
I've seen it.
Dude, everything there is like a 10 out of 10.
Maybe I'll bring that up.
Sandwiches, breakfast.
That'd be a good Caitlin and I place.
Yes.
Cool.
And like that, and it's fairly priced because there are some places in the area that I like a sandwich spot that they're really good.
But it's
overpriced because they're popular and it's hype.
Sucks. Location, any number of things.
Yeah.
Like,
just the meat and potatoes. It's just good. It's just good. Everything is good there, and it's got the cafe.
Yeah.
You know, just warm and welcoming.
That's
feeling.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I'll bring that up because Caitlin, now I'll have a place to go. I'll say we're
in
going.
In fact, Chanel and I will go with you.
What's it called? Cracker and Company.
Crackers and Co.
Crackers and Co. Okay. Yeah. So, like, on what happened on Saturday, this would have been perfect. Saturday, at 4 o'clock, she's like, "What are we doing for dinner tonight?" And I was like, I do not care. Like, you know, mm-hmm. genuinely. Whatever.
Yeah.
Happy. Yeah. Easy. Let's make it easy.
Right.
And Kate said the coolest thing. We were texting. She was driving. And she called me.
It is Ryan here. And I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
She was like, hey, what sounds good for dinner? And I was like,
don't care.
Yeah, I'm just, let's not have this conversation. And I go, what sounds good to you, sweetheart?
Whoa.
I always say that because I'm always like, you. She has good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
She's the idea person. I'm just like the looks. I'm just kidding. I'm not. She's the hot one for sure. But when I picked up the phone, she was like, hey, let's go. Let's find a place, blah, 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 blah. And she said, I want to go to Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how rad that is? To be like, I want to go to Market, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I want to sit down and I want to have this course and this course. But when your girlfriend is just like, I'm thinking Arby's.
Uh-huh.
It is like game over. And she got simple, but we had to go inside.
How come? Because she wanted to?
Yes.
Oh.
We went inside because she said, if we don't go inside, they won't give me enough honey mustard.
Wow.
So I had to follow up after the order. I was like, is that honey mustard in the bag?
I respect that a lot.
Yeah, and then Kate was like standing behind me with her arms crossed like she was the boss.
Yeah.
And they were like, you're fine, it's in there.
Honey mustard is, wow.
What's your dipping sauce? What's your dipping sauce at McDonald's?
Good question. Probably the honey mustard. I mean, I haven't had a nug there in a long time, so
I would say sweet and sour, and then there's spicy mustard. Those are my two. I used to be sweet and sour barbecue. Nah, not so much.
Yeah, I haven't gone to McDonald's in a long time.
I love McDonald's.
I love McDonald's too. If it's a choice of a fast food, it's Taco Bell every time.
Taco Bell is.
It never fails me.
Okay, so this has come up on How to Become a Trouble Person a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The constantly evolving and revolving menu at Taco Bell is a problem.
Here's another thing about this menu that kind of annoys me is the outrage of people when things are removed and things are brought back. This is done for a reason.
Sure.
People think Taco Bell just did it to be a dick.
Right.
No, they're doing it because the menu item is probably not selling as well anymore.
Totally.
And they're going to bring it back in 8 months and
seasonal.
Make a huge fucking deal
right,
about
right.
it.
Right, right, right. Big seasonal thing.
It's a marketing thing.
It's the McRib all over again. They always have the McRib.
Yeah.
It's just whether or not they bring it
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
I'm not outraged. I just want stability in my Taco Bell menu.
That, you know, I get that.
We're having like real counseling. I go, I just need.
No, Taco Bell is a big deal to me. So whatever.
That grilled cheese, like literally I said, Joey, the grilled cheese burrito is the greatest invention probably culinarily in the last 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go that day and they don't have it. Currently, for those of you listening at home who are just hearing noises, Joey this entire time has been fighting with his mic to keep it up.
iHeartMedia.
That's right. Keeping it up with Joey and Grant. But that's Rich Barra's mic. So
yeah.
Does he normally stand in that position? What's the...
He does both. I think he has a certain way he sets it. But no, yeah, a Taco Bell is...
So, okay. So this episode comes out today, tomorrow. That means nothing to people at home listening because...
I don't think people care.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so what are we going to tease? What do we got coming up in the next episode that people need to be aware of? We got...
Hey, guys!
We got the Delaney.
We've got Delaney Ahern, exclusive on the JJR BTS, talking about her departure from the John Jane Rich Show. An amicable departure, I might add.
Yeah.
She got a new job in Dallas, and she honestly, I knew she was getting a job in Dallas. Outside of that, I don't know what it is. Where she plans to live. Does she know anybody there? So we're going to get all the info.
You know, when I worked in Dallas, I was working a concert, and it was a Gladys Knight concert, actually. And she said she was, like, really flustered. And I was like, man, I feel like Gladys Knight needs a bag of chips. And she said, hey, I'm really hungry. Can one of you guys go get me a bag of chips?
And you know, I met Gladys Knight when I worked in Dallas. I worked for a station that did these concerts. And she was doing a little...
Man, we're going to have to... That's so good.
Right.
So on Thursday, we'd be like, hey, we need to give you some advice.
Whatever you do, always carry an extra bag of chips.
That's right.
Give me a bag of chips. I said, give me a bag of chips.
And you know what? You know what I do?
You kept...
I always have an extra bag of chips in my room.
Wow.
Maybe there is something to that.
Full circle.
We've been making fun of him all this time.
What if Dallas... What if we found out that Dallas is the mecca for chips? Like, that's where people go. They go on, like, religious pilgrimages.
Not brisket. Chips.
Chips. Not any particular brand.
Brisket chips.
All chips, brother. So, JB, I think that's probably a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah.
At Joey Bradfish over there on Instagram, Twitters, Snapchats, Grindr, all the stuff. I am
not Grindr anymore.
Not anymore. No. You retired. I had to deactivate my account.
It got kind of monotonous and boring for me.
Just constantly meeting up with guys. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
If you have anything you want to text us, 910-557-2871. Not that we probably should have given that at the beginning, but
you know what we should do?
We
should start doing some interaction here on the JJR BTS.
Yeah.
So maybe we pose a question every week.
I got one.
Is this like how to become a terrible person?
No. They're different. Totally different.
Okay.
No.
Now, the avenue that I'd like people to do is Instagram, because that's where I'm normally interacting.
It's easy.
So what you do is send a DM and then copy Grant and I on the DM.
Yep.
So we can both see it at the same time.
And whatever you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be anything. But here's maybe a good one for this week.
Question of the week.
Maybe send us your questions for Delaney.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it.
At Pomo and Kitch, at Joey Bradfish. And then maybe when she doesn't come, when we don't actually have her on Thursday, we can just make up answers.
Yeah, I don't even know if we can get her at this point.
I think what we do is, even if we don't get her, we get somebody, maybe like a 70-year-old woman, to just come in
100%
by proxy. And
listen, if Delaney Ahern is not on here this week, we're getting some sort of Delaney.
Yeah. There will be.
Maybe we just do that anyway.
That's pretty good. It's just one of our moms.
I love Dallas.
So send us a question. Send us an issue you're having with life that you want us to talk about, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
What's your favorite fast food menu item that is gone now? How about that?
Okay.
Shamrock Shake. That's a common one.
But what is the Shamrock Shake?
Shamrock Shake was McDonald's during St. Patty's Day, during March.
Yeah, but what's it like? What's the flavor?
I think it's just like a mint milkshake.
Ugh.
Yeah, mint. People that, you know, the one thing I do have to say about mint, I normally don't like any of that mint stuff, but mint dilly bars, they're what's up.
Still, anything but a mojito.
By the way, a mojito, mimosa. It's so funny because you, Rich, and I, we all live in the same town, roughly.
Uh-huh.
I think Kyle might live in a different part of the town, but anyway.
You keep saying the same town, like Gilbert, Arizona, bro.
Yeah, you know, I'm just not trying to not localize. I'm deeply embarrassed to live in Gilbert. No, I'm just kidding.
How dare you?
I know. No, I like it. It's just fine. and they have a we just got a DQ Grill and Chill. Mm-hmm. And Rich brought that up to me every day for like 2 weeks.
Sounds about right.
He was like, "Hey man, have you gone to the Grill and Chill yet? Have you grilled and chilled yet?" And I was like, "Yeah, I have."
Yes.
Yeah, so
do they have the chicky straight baskets?
They don't. You know what? It's don't get me started. Dairy Queen. That done Dairy Queen out here is different than Dairy Queen at home. You know what I'm saying? It's a different.
It?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. I remember in high school, like, you could either eat in the cafeteria or you could walk. I'm sure we've talked about this. You could walk to the Moose, which was a little bit farther. So if you were going to actually, if you were going to go to the Moose, you would like have to run. So if you didn't have a lot of time, you didn't go to the Moose. But it was like maybe a 5 minute walk to Dairy Queen and then another 2 minute walk to Taco Bell. And we'd always go to Dairy Queen first because it was. But that I feel like that's the last time I've eaten like Dairy Queen food.
I love their burgers.
Their burgers were good.
Their fries are awesome.
Yeah, but I would always get a chicken strip basket with the little side of gravy.
Oh, that gravy.
Mm-hmm.
That's I went through the drive thru the first time and I was like, "Hi, can I get 2 large French fries, please?"
Yeah.
And they were like, "Do you want anything else?" And I was like, "Nope."
They're like, "You realize this is a Dairy Queen?"
Yeah, this is an ice
cream
place.
Sir, this is a Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I'm like, "Yeah, I just want ice cream. I just want I'm stupid. I just want, yeah." And they were just like really weirded out that I only ordered French fries.
Here is the underrated item of the century.
Okay.
And it's at Dairy Queen.
Okay. What
do you think it is? What item do you think is?
I know what I think.
Supremely underrated.
Okay. Supremely, in terms of like a sleeper item that I think
it's clutch.
The pretzel bites.
No.
If it's not the pretzel bites, is it?
It's technically not on the menu.
Oh. I don't know that.
It is in the case behind you.
Ice cream cakes?
The ice cream cake. Those ice cream cakes are awesome.
And here's the only way to eat. Let it sit out for about an hour.
Yes.
And then just get a spoon and just dump it into a bowl.
Yeah.
Because all you the textures.
That, yeah, you woo. Take that piece of cardboard and put like the corner in your mouth and just let it slide on in.
So gross.
See, this is why I got off Grindr.
Yeah, it's totally understandable. At Joey Bradfish on all the Instagrams. I am at Pomo and Kitch. Yeah, whatever. I'm tired. Are you tired?
Yeah, I am tired.
Yeah, I feel like today's a good go home and nap
day.
I look
at it outside. It's depressing.
And yeah, the jars cannabis, they're running a little late. So
I think, that's annoying.
Yeah, so right now.
Wow, a pothead that runs late.
Surprise,
never heard of that.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, yay. But yeah, so I'm pretty excited. I'm excited to see what they hook us up with.
I may have a little pot hookup for you on the next podcast. How
oh,
about
no
that?
Kidding. That'd be sweet.
I'm going to do that for you.
I love that, dude.
My little sweetheart.
I love that. Okay. It's the best.
All right.
All right.
Well, peace.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.